Check your watch jackets, fans. It's Shelly time with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Always good time. We can have a little bit of Shelly time. Let me get some breaking news here real quick, though. On the NFL coaching search, the Giants have hired Patriots special teams coordinator and wide receiver coach Joe Judge as the 19th head coach in franchise history. So that's a bit of a surprise, too. That's a name that we hadn't heard until Schefter said it this morning, and then all of a sudden, you got a coach.
There it is.
So that's the way that that goes.
Well, good
so
thing Schefter put it in his tweet. He would know.
He doesn't tweet unless he knows, buddy. He doesn't. All right. So with that, a little bit of Shelly time on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Jody, same hotel situation, or did you guys head down to Newport?
Yeah, we moved. We pulled up camp and moved down towards Anaheim. So we're out in the middle of nowhere at a little Westin.
Oh, my gosh. I thought it'd be
25 minutes from the arena.
I thought for sure it'd be Pelican Hill.
No, that's too far. Like, this is a back-to-back situation. So what they do is they just try to keep it as simple as they can and just kind of, we're in and out. We're out tonight to San Jose. So, just a quick little stop.
Jude, you're trying to win hockey games. I'm trying to take vacations.
I'm just wondering how your body clock's doing.
I'm the broadcaster. I'm with you, Bo. Great resorts. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it. Pelican Hill, play a little golf, beautiful views. That's a win for everybody, pal. All right, good stuff.
Maybe I'll move down there tonight. I don't know. That sounds really good to me.
It's a big win. We have not played out in Anaheim yet, so uniform grade, sweater grade on the Anaheim Ducks.
Well, I like the old school Duck. I'd give it a C+, maybe. You know, it's fun that it was in the movie, but it's not a classic NHL team, so I'll give it a C+.
It's pretty remarkable that they went with an NFL team or an NHL team based off of a Disney movie on the branding. When you think about it, like, that's
Ducks
pretty
fly
wild.
Together.
Yeah,
you know, Ducks fly together. The flying V. Do they still run the flying V, Jody? Is it still in the playbook?
They might try it. They might try it. We'll see. Gordon Bombay is not okay.
All right. I was just wondering. How do you hold up? I know you went out there a couple days early with the team and all, but how are you holding up body clock wise? Because, buddy, I ain't staying up to puck drop. You know, I'm thankful for the review things in the morning, for the 10-minute little review sessions, so I can catch the game in a little snippet. But staying up till 10:30. On a school night isn't happening. I'm not sure that your body has truly adjusted, or has it?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. A lot of sleep the past couple of days, and then, you know, it's just the weather is so good. So, you know, some people try to stay on the
natural vitamin D out there, huh?
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, no, there's no such thing as body clock with me, I don't think. I'm just out here. Games are fun. It's great.
Joe, you said, you know, let's get 3 out of 4 out here. You can't get to 3 without getting to 1. Did that last night with the win over the Kings. And a couple of things that are trending here, and this is Elvis putting together some good performances back-to-back-to-back-to-back. And then Werenski's been incredible over this stretch of 20 games, which just adds to it. And when you have goalies and you have defensemen who you can count on, you can win a lot of games in this league, and we're starting to see it with this team over the last 20 games.
Yeah, I mean, it's the old saying, show me a good coach, and he's got a great goalie. And that's what's happening here. And last night in the first period, L.A. was, and we've seen this scenario before, lots of shots, lots of scoring chances, and the goalie makes saves, or the team that's getting all those chances just a little bit wide. They're only up 1-0. Blue Jackets get their game together. They end up winning the game. And it's so frustrating for the Kings because the Blue Jackets – they know what they are. They have a style of hockey that they can play, and it feeds off, and it starts with the goalie and the elite skating of those two defensemen. So when that happened and that clicked, the game was over, I thought. It was one of those games where you just knew if they were going to come out in the second period and get organized, they'd get the 2 points. So it was great to see them do that, great to see them respond. And then they're just a confident group right now.
Jody, this Ducks team has been struggling, and they're only one spot ahead of the Kings out there out west. In the standings, but they didn't play yesterday. You know, they went to a shootout on Sunday against Nashville, but they had yesterday off. They got to sit at home too and watch. Talk about the struggle from that, you know, a back-to-back on the West Coast trip, body clock's the whole deal. Just tell me what you're looking at the Jackets tonight with that tough scenario.
Well, see, James, this is what I like coming on this show too, because I didn't know that. I haven't done my Anaheim work yet. So thank you for that.
Well, prep for shootout, 5-4 win over Nashville on Sunday is what they had, yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you. And Nashville just hired a new coach today.
Yep.
They picked up Hines, so that's a different organization. But, yeah, this is – you know what? I'll just tell you this, James. When you're winning, you just want to keep playing.
Yeah, man.
And I talked with Nick Foligno, and he said, you know, the opposite was true when they were losing. It was like – it felt like long weeks. well, that 12-game stretch, getting a point, he said it felt like 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like, just keep them coming. Just keep them coming. So right now, this is what's in front of this team. They could win a back-to-back series here against LA and Anaheim. They get the 2 points tonight, and tomorrow's a day off. So there's a little carrot there.
Yep.
We're going to fly to San Jose tonight. Now, a day off with back-to-back wins is much better and sets up much better for this team if they can pull this off tonight. So look for a team that's energized and ready to really jump out of the gate.
You talked yesterday, Jody, when he talked to you about these young guys who this might be their only trip this year and people start to come back into the roster. Who has caught your eye in terms of guys who maybe could make this a little longer stay than maybe we thought initially?
Well, you know what? It's going to be moving pieces to this, I think. But I thought Stenlin last night. Now, Stenlin, I heard, was told that he's not going to be in the lineup last night if Cam was coming back. And he comes back, he gets on the ice last night and scores a huge goal for this team. So a guy like Stenlin, I think he's going to be here longer. I don't think Gerby's going to go anywhere because he's not only a fan favorite, but a favorite in the room. And another guy who, well, you know what? Sonny Milano, to me, is a player that should be here anyways. But coming into camp, we weren't sure where he was. And here we are halfway through the season, and this guy looks to me like an NHL hockey player. So the emergence of Sonny early in the year tells me that he's going to be a part of this, which is good because, you know, a lot of these players like that, you're not sure. Are they going to dip when they come back from injury? Stenlin, to me, is a big guy who battles now. He's got a wicked shot. And Gerby. I think Stenlin and Gerby are going to battle it out here to the end. I think Gerby's not. I think Gerby will outlast, but Stenlin's going to outlast a couple guys for sure.
It's been cool to see that from Sonny. You know, a high pick, and you wait and you wait and you wait, and you didn't know if it was going to be a fit, but it, you know, has been a fit this year. It's been, and you love the talent, and it's finally working, and you're seeing it pay off on the ice, as you mentioned, obviously early. But this was a guy that if you're going to have a program, you have to have these type of guys hit.
Yeah, and think of how many players like that don't hit, or
right.
the time runs out. The time could have easily run out on Sonny Milano. You know what I mean? They could have easily said, no, it's not happening. You know, 4 or 5 years in the organization, not figuring out how to play away from the puck, not doing it at moments, but not doing it consistently. You're right. I love the story. The guy's got the amount of skill they need to help him get him out of the zone. He's great in the offensive zone, and now he's working his butt off away from the puck. It's a great story.
Jody, is this a best-case scenario for Torts in the sense of you have these guys, as we've talked about before in this show, that they don't know how long they'll be in the lineup, right? They're just trying to give it all they have and play the system and go, you know, take advantage of their reps, so to speak, as we would call it in NFL terms, reps. And yet you're having success. You've had this point streak, right? I know it ended, you know, the other day, but they get back a W last night. You have a chance to get another win tonight. And you have this skill, better skill, you would say, coming back from injury. You know what I mean? And kind of say, hey, does it allow him to be like, hey, you know what? See the buy-in I've been talking about, the style of play we've needed to have. I know the goaltending has been a huge deal as well, but it's got to be one of the best case scenarios for him because there's no way if you got him in an honest moment, which I guess is all the time because he can't help himself. He's always honest. But just, you know, like sitting there thinking like, would you have thought you would have this kind of success with all the injuries you've had? Well, now he has these guys who are more skilled, you know, with air quotes, coming back, and you can say, hey, are you willing to give me the same buy-in now? You know, are we willing to play the certain style of hockey I've been trying to preach to you earlier in the year?
It was, you know what? You're absolutely right. And let's not forget, is John Tortorella doing his best coaching job
yep.
we've seen here?
Yes.
You know, this guy, he does it a certain way. It takes a certain group or a certain pro to understand exactly what you're saying, James, that this is how it's got to be. He's going down the path with young guys. He's done it with Werenski. You're seeing the results after riding him. He's doing it right now with Dubois. But more importantly, this team was looking at each other to start the year, not sure what they were going to be, thought they were better than what they were, waiting for good things to happen. And now you've got just workers up here working. And listen, this is scary. This could be very good. When you have guys like Atkinson and Bjorkstrand out and you're still winning, this is a good thing. Because not only competition, but you're right, heightened urgency to play the way that the coach wants you to when you get back in the lineup. Or, you know what, we got guys that can take your job. It's a perfect scenario in any situation. It creates that competitive environment. And for John Tortorella, he excels at using those shifts when they're on the table.
Yeah, he does. I agree with you, buddy. Best job he's done here, certainly. Appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll visit with you Thursday from somewhere in the vicinity of San Jose, my friend.
San Jose. All right. Sounds good, guys. Have a great day.
Safe travels, pal. Let's do it.
Gordon Bombay.
Gordon Bombay at the end.
The Gordon Bombay on the sign out.
It's amazing. So two teams, two expansion teams in that era were named after movies, the Ducks and the Toronto Raptors, based on the popularity of Jurassic Park.